This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President-elect Trump in a phone call with the president of Taiwan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be damaged by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than the other way around, as some media had reported. No U.S. president or president-elect has spoken with a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of a relationship with China. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wished him success with his crackdown on drug dealers, a campaign that has left more than 4,000 dead since July. Duterte said the future U.S. leader told him he was conducting his strike on drug dealers as a sovereign nation the right way. Duterte won the presidential election earlier this year, largely based on his promise to continue aggressively targeting drug dealers, users, and criminals. U.S. General John Nicholson, the commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, has briefed reporters on the situation in the so-called AFPAC region, encompassing Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Our shared goal with our Afghan partners is the defeat of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State Khorasan inside Afghanistan. Now, there are 98 U.S.-designated terrorist groups globally. 20 of them are in the AFPAC region. This represents the highest concentration of terrorist groups anywhere in the world.
Nicholson also said he spoke very frankly with Afghan military and government leaders about certain problems they face in their ongoing problem with the Taliban, but said Afghan forces are prevailing. This is VOA News. U.S.